morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The reasons for quitting tobacco are really adding up. If higher cigarette taxes have you thinking about quitting, multiply your chances of success with free help. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline offers free services designed to help you quit your own way. When you're ready to subtract tobacco from your life, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. If you have sooner care, talk with your doctor about your quitting benefits. The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and Sooner Care.
Wheat farmers, ride with an OSU wheat variety that produces winning yields. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hard red winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat and expect your yields to be big winners. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
An American Farm Bureau official says President Trump's tariff wars could change the face of U.S. farm trade for years to come. President Trump is asking farmers this week to be patient and argues they'll be much better off when the fight is over. But American Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson says when this fight is over, the global trading field may not look the same. Listen.
China buyers will have looked elsewhere. They have their needs. They want to buy. And the fact that there's other commodities out there, soybeans, maybe more from Brazil, other parts of the country. Maybe they can buy pork from other countries, you know, the European Union countries. So it'll be a tougher competitive situation when we come out the other side of this.
Losses in the top U.S. pork market of Mexico could hit $1.5 billion, while market-destroying tariffs on U.S. pork in China now total more than 60% and stand at 40% for U.S. soybeans. The White House and USDA claim $12 billion in just-announced tariff rescue payments is in line with some $11 billion in ag losses so far, but farm groups and ag lawmakers consider that chicken feed compared to losses piling up by the day.
The overall potential losses, current losses, future losses from the impact of tariffs and the impacts having on trade, it's probably going to be a lot more than this program that includes the $12 billion.
Salmonson still welcomes the rescue package and says it buys the administration some time, but agrees it signals trading partners the U.S. is willing to fight on.
Other investigations, other processes are going forward, which could add some more tariffs on there. We haven't seen new potential tariffs on autos, which the U.S. is proposing. That may invite retaliation also.
And the president has threatened to tax all $500 billion in Chinese exports to the U.S., not just the added $200 billion now under review. Salmonson says AFB hopes the White House engages in real negotiations and the current situation doesn't just go on and on. But that's not the picture the White House is sending this week. In other news, the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler approved sorghum as an eligible feedstock under the Renewable Fuel Standard. The announcement marks a significant step toward leveling the playing field for ethanol plants that extract oil from sorghum. The national sorghum producers worked closely with the EPA over the past 2 years to establish a biofuels pathway for sorghum oil in the RFS. Tuesday's announcement now provides new market access for sorghum producers. NSP Chair Don Bloss of Nebraska says a pathway for sorghum oil opens new markets for ethanol plants extracting sorghum oil and will ultimately add value to the grain farmers' produce. NSP Board Director Tom Willis says this is an avenue to creating the jobs in rural America that we so desperately need, and it provides energy security from a renewable water-conserving source. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August next week. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.